The nominee to become the new Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Kureya, has met again today with President Yasser Arafat and has been holding talks with other political leaders and foreign envoys. Mr. Kureya insists he will not accept the position without strong guarantees of support from the international community and changes in Israeli policy towards the Palestinians. Talks have been going on in the West Bank city of Ramallah for the past 2 days. Few details have emerged, but it appears that Mr. Kureya has not yet committed himself to accepting the post of prime minister. Mr. Arafat nominated Mr. Kureya as the new prime minister on Sunday, following the resignation a day earlier of Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Abbas lost out in a power struggle with Mr. Arafat over control of the security services, but he also blamed Israel for impeding any progress in peace negotiations. Mr. Kureya has said he does not want to put himself in the same position. He says to govern, he will need the support of President Arafat, and he has called on Israel to change its policy towards the Palestinian leader. Mr. Arafat has been confined to his Ramallah compound for most of the past 2 years, at times surrounded by Israeli troops and out of fear that if he leaves, Israel will not allow him to return. Israel and the United States have sought to isolate the Palestinian leader and refuse to deal with him. Mr. Kureya also called on Israel to change its policies toward Palestinians on the ground, including an end to assassination of militants and demolition of Palestinian houses. And he said Israel must begin to freeze Jewish settlement activity. He's also demanding guarantees of support from Europe and the United States. Mr. Kureya has proposed a full Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire as a first step to getting the roadmap peace plan back on track. The European Union has said it will support Mr. Kureya, while Washington has simply said it expects the new prime minister to continue political reforms and fight terrorism. Israeli comments have been mixed. A statement by Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom says simply that Israel will judge any Palestinian prime minister by his actions. The statement goes on to say that the prime minister will have to decide whether he stands with Yasser Arafat or against terrorism. Israeli radio reports that Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz told lawmakers on Tuesday that Israel would not work with anyone taking orders from Yasser Arafat and that the army is preparing for an escalation of violence. Israeli troops clashed with Palestinian militants in the West Bank city of Hebron Tuesday. A Palestinian teenager was reported killed by shrapnel from a tank shell, and Israel radio reports that two wanted militants were shot dead. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.